I happen to think that sex is really good for you, and I think that you should not avoid sex.
I need some advice. Let's get a hippie in here. So they hire a hippie. Bring in a guy with a long hair. Now, they're not going to trust him to do anything except carry coffee and bring the mail in. Starts in there. Let's carry the coffee. Well, we can trust him. He brought the coffee 4 times on time. Let's give him a real job. Okay, he becomes an A&R man. From there, you know, moving up and up and up. Next thing you know, he's got his feet on the desk, and he's saying, well, we can't take a chance on this, because it's just simply, that's not what the kids really want, and I know. You know, and they got that attitude. And the day you get rid of that attitude and get back to, who knows? Take a chance, you know? That entrepreneurial spirit work. Even if you don't like or understand what the record is that's coming in the door, the person who is in the executive chair may not be the final arbiter of taste of the entire population, you know? We were better off with those guys than we are now with the supposedly hip young executives, you know, who are making the decisions of what people should see and hear in the marketplace. The young guys are more conservative and more dangerous to the art form than the old guys with a cigar you ever were.
I happen to think that sex is really good for you, and I think that I happen to think that sex is really good for you, and I think that